Hello, hello, everybody. Happy 5:45 class to you. Hi, Ellen. Oh, it's good to see you. Great to see you. Welcome. Kevin, happy 2:45 class. It's a fun random time to practice your yoga. I love it. Well, glad you can make it in your time zone. Hey, Keith, I see you signed on, but I don't see your video yet. So if you need to do something there, go right ahead. Okay, let us begin. Pranayama, deep breathing. Feet together, toes and heels touching each other. Interlace your fingers, touch your knuckles right underneath the chin. Chin and knuckles stay together throughout the breathing exercise. Focus one point in front of you. Let's begin, please. Inhale, breathing, elbows lift up slowly towards the ceiling. Breathe in as much as possible, expanding the rib cage to the sides. Exhale, open your mouth, push your chin slowly back with the knuckles. Stand up nice and tall, spine straight, palms and then elbows come together. Inhale, one, head down, two, three, halfway, four, five, six. Exhale, breathing, one, two, three, keep the chest lifted, four, five, six. Inhale again, the chin presses into the fingers. Fingers and knuckles resist a little bit, elbows as high as possible. Exhale, lift up the chest, push your chin slowly back. Keep the body weight to the heels, middle inner thighs pressing together, elbows come together. Inhale, one, head down, two, three, halfway, four, five, six. Exhale, breathing, one, two, three, push the chin, four, five, six. Inhale again, head down. Try to take in the same amount of air on each of the six counts of the inhale, please. So you're still inhaling all the way till the sixth count. Now exhale, same thing. A little bit slower at the beginning so you can keep a steady flow of air, a little extra strength at the end. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five, six. Exhale, one, lift the chest, two, three, push your chin, four, way back, five, elbows come together, six. Start again, please. Inhale by the throat. Suck in your stomach, tightening up, rib cage expanding to both sides of the chest. Exhale, breathing, open your mouth, push your chin slowly back with your knuckles. The chin resists the knuckles, elbows together. Inhale, separate and lift your elbows up, bring your chin down at the same time. Everything synchronized with the inhale. Exhale, breathing, lift up the chest, push your chin slowly back. All of the movements synchronize with the exhale, elbows together. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five, six. Exhale, breathing, one, two, three, push the chin, four, way back, five, elbows come together, six. Inhale again, head down. A few more in the first set. Pull the abdomen in. Let the rib cage expand by taking the deepest breath possible. Exhale, push the chin back with the knuckles. You can open your mouth a little wider. Breastbone stays lifted, a little extra stomach in at the end. Inhale, elbows separate and lift. Arms look good, Keith. Very good. Keep lifting the elbows. No intermission in that movement. Exhale, push your chin back. And without intermission just means there's no break. It is continuous for the whole six counts. Inhale, head down, and we do class without intermission in our concentration ideally, so you focus on every bit, every moment, full lungs. Good, exhale, breathing, push the chin back with the knuckles. It's kind of the opposite of autopilot mode, opposite of going through the motions, elbows together. Inhale, elbows lift up, or maybe not the opposite, but it's on the other end of the spectrum of being in the present moment. Exhale, push your chin slowly back with the knuckles. On one end, you have, you know, mindless movement. On the other hand, you have super mindful movement. One more, please. Inhale, elbows lift up. So even though it's the same breathing exercise and the same repetition here, exhale, push your chin slowly back. It's unique every time. Push the hips a little forward, stomach in, nice tight grip, and elbows together. Very good. When you're done exhaling, bring the arms down to the side, stand tall. Breathe in and out by the nose. This is very rich. This practice is rich. I see it as a treasure, and you can just keep digging. You can leave it alone. You can stop digging. That's definitely an option, but you can keep digging with it and go deeper and deeper and just expand your capability, mentally especially. Let's do the second set, please. Interlace the fingers, knuckles touching underneath the chin. Now stand tall, stomach in. Hold the stomach in. This is one of the more challenging parts of the breathing exercise. Let's try it. Inhale, elbows lift up. Maintaining depression of the abdominal wall. Hold at the top. Good. Exhale. Keep the stomach in. Push your chin back with the knuckles. You can drop the shoulders down, but keep the elbows high. Elbows come together. Inhale. Elbows separate and lift up. At the same pace that you bring the chin down, breathe in a little bit more, please. Very nice. Exhale. Open your mouth. Push the chin back. Keep your body weight to the heels and make sure there's no backward bending when you push the hips forward. Inhale, head down. Good abdominal wall, Kevin. Sucking it in there. Now do it all the time. Suck it in, tightening up. Hold it in. Exhale, push the chin back with your knuckles. Breastbone stays lifted. Suck in your stomach more and even a little more. Inhale, one, two, three. Halfway, four, five, six. Exhale, breathing. One, two, three. Look way back. Four. Try to see the wall behind you. Elbows together. Again, please. Inhale by your throat. Maximum expansion of the rib cage. Exhale, HA. Try to keep that volume of sound, the volume of air steady all the way until six. Inhale. One, head down. Two, three. Stomach in. Four, five, look straight ahead, six, hold it. Exhale, breathing, one, chest up, two, three. Push the chin, four, way back, five, elbows come together, six. A few more, please, in the second set, inhale. Now, suck in your stomach again and again until it becomes continuous. Exhale, push your chin back with the knuckles. Shoulders can drop down. The breastbone stays lifted. The armpits and the sides of the waist stretch upward. Inhale, head down. So you have decompression of the spine here. You have movement of the neck, movement of the entire spinal cord. Exhale, push your chin back. Even though you're only bending the neck, the rest of the spinal cord gets some tension put on it and moves a little bit in its place. Inhale, elbows separate and lift up. Bring the chin down. A few more here. Try to expand the rib cage even more by breathing in more deeply, elbows up. Exhale, push your chin slowly back. The movement of the arms facilitates the breathing movements. Inhale, breathing, especially on the inhale. Bringing the arms up as you inhale helps you inhale. Exhale, push the chin with the knuckles. Now super stomach in. This is second to the last one. So exhale as much as possible. Elbows come together. Last one, please. Inhale. Drawing the air in by the throat. Hold at the top. Very nice. Exhale, mouth open. Push your chin slowly back. Now, use your extra strength at the end of the exhale. Push out as much air as possible. Elbows come together. Change, please. Arms down to the side. Stand tall. Ellen, I lost your video, just FYI, in case you need to do something on your end. Now, keep the breathing steady, in and out by the nose. Weight to the heels. Let's take a deep breath. Arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers. Release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Warming up for half moon pose. Take a deep breath, stretch up. Go right and left a few times. The main action here is stretching up. Try to touch the ceiling when you come up through the center. Also, when you go to the side, reach up and out, away from the pelvis, away from the heel. So you continue to decompress the spine, something we started doing in pranayama, deep breathing. All right, come back up. Please stop in the middle. Now keep the breathing steady. Try to be aware of every inhale and every exhale that you're taking. Push your hips a little bit forward, body weight to the heels. Arms back, chin up, suck in your stomach when you do that. Now take a deep breath, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, bend your upper body to the right, and simultaneously push your hips to the left. Absolutely straight line without bending the elbows and without bending the knees. Keep the maximum body weight to the heels. Hips forward means untilt the pelvis. Do the opposite of sticking your butt behind you. So the back of the hips point down a little bit, stomach in. This will get the lower body in the straight line from the side. Arms back, chin up will help get the upper body in the same straight line from the side view. Looks very good, Kevin. Now as you come down more, suck in your stomach a little bit more. Keep the weight to your heels and keep your left hip forward so both hips stay in one line parallel to the front. edge of your mat. And bring your right shoulder, armpit, rib cage forward, opening up the chest. Now take a nice deep breath. Squeeze your hands. Nice tight grip. Reach out to the right. Come down. Push your hips a little bit more to the left side. Inhale, breathing. Come back up. Stop in the middle. Just a quick reset. Weight to the heels, hips forward, arms back, and chin up. Take a deep breath, stretch up more. Try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead to the left with your upper body. At the same time, push your hips to the right. So you create a length, a movement, and yes, a stretch all over the right side of the body, but not just muscle stretch here. We are strengthening and stretching muscles, but that is just one layer of the body that we're affecting. We're affecting everything else from the muscles out to the skin and many things deep to the muscles as well. All of the layers of connective tissue, abdominal organs, glands. It's quite amazing. And when we hold here in stillness, creating the changes in circulation and these little bits of tension, good kind of tension inside of the body, we start to make deep change. Come down a little more, keeping the body weight to your heels. And we'll sometimes hold the posture a little longer than you want to, but when that happens, try to energize by taking a nice, deep, full inhale and energizing or contracting something so you can squeeze the grip a little bit more. You can lift the chin or chest up. Do something that will energize and strengthen you instead of just being there. All right, come down, push your hips to the right for 5, stomach in, 4. Chest is opening, 3. Left shoulder a little bit forward, 2. Come down and push, 1. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. All right, next is really half moon pose, the back bend. Take a deep breath, full lungs. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Look for the floor behind you. And now immediately bring your arms back towards your ears. Try to touch the wall behind you. So first you look back, push your chin back, point towards whatever you're looking at. So make sure you know what that is. And now push your hands beyond the face so the elbows straighten and you get your hands closer to the spot you're looking at. Now take a deep breath. Exhale, push your hips, stomach, and thighs forward, body weight to the heels. Everybody, arms back, reach back, look back, more back. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Take a deep breath, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling, slowly come forward. You can bend your knees if you need to. Put your hands on the floor in front of you. Take your time going from backward bending to forward bending. And once you're down there, you can move your hips right and left a few times back and forth to warm up the lower back if it is needed. Otherwise, you can start the posture. Exhale, breathing. Circle your hands around behind you. Scoop up the heels from behind, pinky fingers touching each other side by side, elbows behind the legs on the calf muscles throughout the posture. So to dig deeper into this huge area of treasure chests, we could call it, we're doing the same posture, but you can become more observant of your own self, okay? That includes the body. Right now you feel some stretching perhaps all over underneath the legs. When you feel a lot of stretching underneath the legs, suck in your stomach more. You don't need to try to stretch necessarily more. Just focus on contracting, stomach in, push the knuckles and toes down. Eventually, you'll relieve some of that stretching sensation from the back side of the body and feel more intensity on the front side. Pull on the heels, little by little, push your knees back, hold it. Now, keeping the face on the shins, bring your hands back around in front of you. So you can essentially discover more body parts. I know they're already there. Interlace the fingers and come up. And it's just like treasure. It's already there, but you're uncovering it. So you can uncover certain muscle control. Bring the arms down to the sides. You're not getting muscle implants in the class, right? You're discovering things already existing. Second set, half moon pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace the fingers, point your fingers up. All right, weight to the heels, push the hips forward, arms back. Take a deep breath, reach up, try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead, half moon side bending to your right. Simultaneously push your hips to the left. Now, of course, there are a lot of details in these postures. And what happens is you start to uncover the complexity of the body that already exists also. So you just pay attention to what already is. Now come down, push your hips to the left side, keeping the weight to the heels, middle inner thighs pressing together, both hips in one line. Now squeeze your grip a little bit more, push your hands away from the top of the head. When you inhale next, at the same time, lift your chin up and suck in your stomach. It doesn't have to be a lot. It's just that you send the message there and see what happens. Now, right armpit can scoop a little forward, opening up the chest, and try to stretch out the underneath armpit, Keith, a little bit more right elbow lock so the bottom arm starts to stretch too. Come down and push your hips to the left. One more time, hold it. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Okay, weight to the heels, push the hips forward, arms back. Inhale, reach up, try to touch the ceiling, half moon side bending to the left, please. At the same time, push your hips to the right. Without really changing anything, right? Without bending the elbows, without bending the knees, without letting the stomach go out. But you can also think of it in terms of what am I doing rather than what are you not doing. So keep the weight to the heels. Middle inner thighs pressed together. Tailbone down, stomach in. All of these things will help you keep the straight line. And we want a direct straight line in the side bend. It's very, very good for any twisted scoliotic vertebrae relationships here. Strengthening and often relieving pain. Now, squeeze the hands, reach out to the left. The bottom shoulder, armpit, if you bring it forward, also try to stretch it out. The underneath armpit lengthens, come down, push your hips to the right once more, and hold right there. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Take a deep breath. Full lungs, backward bending. Drop your head all the way back. Now, smooth breathing is going to help you through it. Inhale, push the hands and chest up just a little bit, and now bring your arms back towards your ears for 10 counts. Look way back, 9. 8, take a nice deep breath, 7, 6, when you exhale, 5, push your hips forward, 4, without bending the knees, 3, push the hands behind you, 2, tip the chin back, look for the floor, 1, inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle, take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling slowly, come forward, arms with your ears, chin forward, hands on the floor in front of you, take your time again if you need to, always sucking in the stomach on forward bends, whether it's in class or not in class. Exhale, breathing. Draw the biggest circle on the floor that you can. This is a little extra bonus for the shoulders and the nerves that leave the neck, go through the shoulder area and down to the hands. All right, scooping up the heels from behind. If you can't grab the heels from behind, grab the outsides of the feet or slide the fingers right underneath the toes. Now, everybody push the knuckles and the balls of the feet down while pulling on the heels and stretching the body down. That is if you have the heels. When you exhale, see if the elbows will go back a little bit more. This will bring the shoulders away from the floor. That's it, Keith. Now keep the shoulders up away from the floor. That's it when you push your knees back. Roll forward. Exhale, push the knees back. Top of the head stretches down towards the tops of the feet. Try to keep your face on the legs. Release your heels. Circle your hands back around in front of you, still touching the floor. Then interlace your hands, still touching the floor, and come up arms and head together. Spine straight as possible, all the way until you're standing. Bring the arms down to the sides. Do your very best to stand tall and still, but also relaxed in between the postures. All right, awkward posture. Right foot step out to the right 6 inches. Throughout this pose, keep your heels invisible behind the toes, feet parallel to each other. Inhale, breathing, arms up parallel to the floor. Arms energize and stretch all the way out to the fingertips, tricep muscles contracted. Take a deep breath. As you exhale, it's stuck in your stomach. Sit down, feet flat position. 100% body weight on your heels. So get your hips behind you, lower down till the thighs, tops of the thighs are parallel to the floor. Now suck in your stomach, tightening up, rib cage visible from the front view. So now lift your chest up. That's it, Sean. Without lifting the chin up anymore, bring the upper body back. That's it. Try to fall down backwards and sit down a little bit more. Inhale, breathing, come up, arms stay right there. Stand up on the tiptoes as high as possible. Suck in your stomach, lift your chest, your spine, top of the head up towards the ceiling. Focus one point in front of you, eyes don't move. Sit right down on the tops of the toes, immediately thighs parallel to the floor. Push the big toes down, heels up. Push the big toes down, knees up. Come up higher on the toes, sit down until thighs are parallel to the floor. It's normal if the legs shake, upper body stays upright. Inhale, breathing, come up, arms stay right there. Heels down for just a moment. Come up a little bit on your toes. Knees pressed together. Now inhale, stretch your entire spine up towards the ceiling. Sit down slowly. This time you do not push the heels up. Just sit down as much as you can. At some point the heels will naturally come off the floor as a side effect of sitting down. Just go as far as you can go until you can go further later. It's the best news. You just do as much as you can. The only problem that occurs really is your perception or expectation when you go as far as you can. There's no minimum. You just try. Now keep the knees together, push them down and forward, upper body stretching up towards the ceiling. Inhale, breathing with the knees together, stomach and come back up, leaning against the imaginary wall all the way back up. Bring the feet together, arms down to the sides, stand tall. Since you showed up for yoga, right, you showed up for yourself, you showed up for the class, that means you at least want to try, right? Now, I know sometimes it's hard to try, and sometimes you feel either frustrated or weak or fatigued. All these things come up, but you showed up. So that means you want to try something here, right? And just remember that if you get into a rough place. Right foot step out to the right 6 inches. And that's enough. You'll try again when you can. If you need a break, you take a break. Arms up parallel to the floor, tricep muscles contracted. Take a deep breath. Exhale, suck in your stomach, sit down, feet flat position. You want to try to get better at something, something in life. You want to improve on yourself. Now, maybe that's some external achievement. Maybe it's I want my legs to be stronger. Maybe whatever. Maybe it's just I want to be out of pain. You want something more. So you're here seeking that. Also, though, you might not know what it is that you get. So just trying the posture is all you have to do. Lift your chest up, lean your upper body back a little more. Very good. Inhale, breathing, come up, arms stay there. Stand up on the tiptoes. You realize there's something possible, right? Something just a little bit beyond. Suck in your stomach, lift your chest up, sit right down on the tops of the toes. 10 counts, heels up, 9. That's good, Sean. 8, stay right there. 7, no lower. 6, suck in your stomach, 5. 4, stomach in, 3, heels up higher, 2, 1, inhale, breathing, come up, heels come down. Now, a little bit, come up on the toes, squeeze your knees together. Inhale, stretch your spine upward again, sit down nice and slow for 10 counts minimum, leaning against the imaginary wall all the way down. Your body may lean a little forward or backward, but you realize when that happens and you just try to bring it upright. Doesn't mean you will succeed every time in bringing it upright, but the fact that you tried to is success in the posture. The fact that you are even attempting it in the present moment, I call it success. Keep the knees together, stomach, and inhale. Slowly come up, leaning against the imaginary wall, all the way back up. That one's getting you, Kevin, isn't it? Feet together, arms down to the sides. Yeah, take it nice. Yep, I know. Take it easy. Oh, that was two of those already. Next is eagle posture. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Swing your right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again, grab your hands in front of the face, thumbs towards the face and pinky fingers on the outside. Pull your elbows down to get the fingertips below the nose. Suck in your stomach and sit down in the chair. Makes me wonder if something's happening with the breathing in that one, Kevin. Just to think about. Oh, it's still the eye. Okay. Right leg lift up over the left. No problem. Okay. I was just thinking, since it happened in the same posture, maybe there's a pattern going on. Yeah, maybe. All right. Cross your legs each other, twist like ropes. Put your right foot behind the left calf muscle. All 5 toes visible from the front. That's good, Keith. Sit down a little bit more, keeping the weight to the heel. Pull your elbows down, stomach in. Lift your chest up and bring your upper body back at the end. Come up, please. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Swing your left arm underneath the right arm. Cross again at the forearms, grab your hands in front of the face, thumbs close to the face, pinkies on the outside. Now pull the elbows straight down, stomach in, bend your knees and sit down in the chair. Please weight to the heels, upper body back a couple of inches. Now lift the left leg over the right leg as high as possible. Cross the legs and put the left foot behind the right calf muscle. If it doesn't go back there yet, sit down a little lower. If it does wrap, sit down a little lower so you can eliminate the gap between your ankle and calf muscle. Pull the elbows straight down, stomach in. That's it, Sean. Hold it in, and now upper body back at the end. Come up, please. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Swing your right arm underneath the left arm. Grab your hands in front of the face. Now, interlacing is fine if needed. Eventually, fingers will be pointing straight up right below the nose. Sit down in the chair. Please weight to the heels. Upper body back a couple of inches. Right leg lift up as high as possible over the left. Hold as still as you can. So once you get the legs crossed, whether or not the foot wraps, try to maintain the pressure between the thighs. Bring the top knee to the right. Keep your hands right in front of the mouth. Try to straighten out the right wrist without losing the grip. Excellent posture for the 14 major joints of the body, of the arms and legs. Excellent for the internal organs in the lower abdomen and pelvis. Come up, please. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Left arm underneath the right arm. And the lymphatic system, too. When we squeeze like this, it's excellent for the circulation. Not only of blood circulation. Sit down in the chair. Weight to the heels. Upper body back a couple of inches. Now left leg lift up over the right. Once you get the legs crossed, whether or not the foot wraps, bring the top knee to the left. Try to straighten out the left wrist. The hands, elbows, knees, and feet will be in one line below the nose. That's where you're headed, so you can imagine it. Whether or not it's happening yet, if you go in that direction, you will get the benefit from the posture. Come up, please. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. And arms down to the side. Good. Glad you could rejoin us, Ellen. Yeah. We can just do our best here with all of these wires and wireless situations. Yes? All right. Okay, now we call this party time, but standing still can be party time after you exert yourself in yoga posture. So if you need something, fine. Otherwise, today I wrote something. I changed a little line on the website about how to prepare, and it just said be minimalist, right? Like, be as minimalist as you can. Just have your space. If you need a mat, fine. If you need a little water, fine. But simplify, okay? Really, yoga just requires you. Minimal accessories. Let's do standing head to knee pose. Bring your right leg up. Thigh parallel to the floor. Exhale, round the spine forward. Pick up the right foot in front of you. I've got some people now practicing even without a mat. They're just in their space, and that's fine. Whether you have one or not, it's completely up to you. Now, standing leg, solid concrete lamppost. Push your left knee back till it's perfectly straight. Entire leg locked. Inhale, breathing right leg. Lift up slowly and gently until the entire right leg is parallel to the floor. No higher and no lower. Take a nice deep breath. Kick your right heel forward at the same time you suck in your stomach. Turn all five toes back, flexing the foot from your ankle. Try to get both legs locked, creating a contraction, little cramp sensation on the tops of both thighs. Once you can balance there comfortably, bring your elbows down slowly. Elbows touch the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows go down below the calf muscle. Kick the heel forward, turn the toes back, suck in your stomach. Change, please. Arms straighten. Good, Keith. Bend the right knee, feet together. The more minimal you are about it, the more flexible practice. You could do it anywhere, in a crowd, in Times Square, on a mountaintop, right? Because it's you everywhere that you go. Left leg lift up, please. Take a deep breath. Exhale. Contract the abdominal muscles. Round forward. Pick up the left foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included with the grip, exactly 2 inches below the toes. And this is really so much more of the meaning of flexibility in yoga. It's stretching muscles is just this little sprinkly, like sprinkles on the frosting of the cupcake of yoga, right? Just this little thing that happens. All right, standing leg, solid concrete lamppost. Inhale, breathing, left leg lift up and stretch forward. Now, it's initially what a lot of people perceive. It's like, whoa, that stretched my muscles. That's an initial sense perception you have when you start yoga. All right, now, take a deep breath, kick the left heel forward, turn the toes back. Try to get both legs locked. Once you can balance with both legs locked, press the elbow points down. Try not to pull on your foot. Push the elbows down, kick the heel forward, and suck in your stomach. Now reverse out of it. Opposite motion is going into it. Feet together and arms down. All right, very good. Second set, standing head to knee pose. Bring your right leg up. You can at the same time round your spine forward. One and then the other is okay too, but eventually just leg up, pick up the foot, as simply as you can. Now standing leg, solid concrete lamppost, distribute the body weight equally all over your left foot. Inhale, right leg lift up and stretch forward. Now I want you to contract the muscles of the foot and ankle eventually too. The whole leg locked means the whole leg, not just the thigh. So you could have enough muscle control to go up on the tiptoes. Keep the foot flat though. You can bring the elbows down. Make sure the toes are turning back. Now, just figure out your limit of the posture, even if it's just the very beginning part, and try to hold there for 5 counts. 4, breathing smoothly. 3, eyes don't move. 2, 1. Reverse the motion to go out of it. That looks good, Sean. Yep, feet together, arms down. Left leg lift up, round the spine forward, pick up your left foot in front of you. That's it, Ellen. Good movement. Yep, that's simultaneously rounding forward, bringing the leg up. That's fine. Way to do it. Once you have the foot in your hand, standing leg, solid concrete lamppost. Inhale, left leg lift up. Now, one of the biggest secrets, which is not a secret to this posture, is learning how to relax. So, see if you can smooth out the breathing a little bit. And don't force yourself into the posture, all right? Just hold here. If you feel some relaxation and your breathing is steady, and you have the prerequisite form of the posture, then bring the elbows down. It's not just that I get both legs locked. It's that I have both legs locked and I'm breathing calmly and I can relax. Then go further. Hold it here. 3, stomach in. 2, 1. All right, reverse please. Left foot down, stand tall. Because it's not just the muscles and the structure we're dealing with here. It's the mind, it's the breath, it's the organs, it's the blood chemistry. All right, standing bow, pulling pose. And those things are unique every day. It's not just whether you're stiff or loose one day or the other. It's what's going on in your bloodstream, right? In your mind. Right hand up in front of you, palm up. Reach out to the right, straighten your elbow, grab your right ankle from the inside, all five fingers together. Now, slide the left arm up in front of you, palm facing forward, arm touching with the ear. Try to start, please, with your knees together. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Now, charge your upper body forward on the left side. Simultaneously, kick your right leg straight back and up. It can be slow, but kick up continuously. So eventually the foot comes up over the top of your head, toes pointing straight up towards the ceiling. Take a deep breath. I want you to twist, Keith, your upper body to the right so your hand gets pulled up by your foot. The foot will go up and the hand is going to get pulled up towards the ceiling. You've got to try to twist so that the upper body can help your kicking. Now bring the upper body down from the left hip joint until your abdomen is parallel to the floor. Looks good, Ellen. Take a deep breath. Charge forward, stretching all the way to the fingertips, and kick up for five. Body down, four, three. Right shoulder back, two. Kick up a little more, one. Change. Feet together. That kicking at the end, Keith, was very good. You can try to start with that kicking, okay? Left hand up in front of you, palm facing up. Reach out to the left. Straighten your elbow. Grab the left ankle from the inside, all five fingers together. Right arm slides up in front of you, palm facing forward. Lift up your chin, please, just a little bit. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin. Charge your upper body forward. At the same time, twist your upper body to the left. At the same time, kick the left leg back. It can be as slow as you need to go, but try to make it continuous, especially with the normal breathing, especially with your focus, and then you kick. So the toes come up over the center line of the head, pointing straight up towards the ceiling. Keep your standing leg locked. Bring the upper body down. That's good, Keith. Now take a deep breath. Turn your upper body towards me, towards the left, so the left shoulder goes back and you kick. I know it destabilizes you. Part of what we do in balancing postures is we purposefully destabilize the body so then we can regain the balance. Charge forward and kick up equally for five. Body down. Four. Left shoulder back. Three, right shoulder slides forward, two, kick up a little more, one. Feet together, arms down to the side. I think it's safe to say that life destabilizes us, yes? The circumstances, not life itself, okay? But the circumstances of our life can be destabilizing and then we figure out how to balance. So we're practicing this on a human system level. Second set, right hand up and out. Grab the right ankle from the inside, left arm up in front of you. And we're learning, we're training ourselves to breathe normally in that whole process of, whoa, I almost fell, or I did fall, and then I figured it out again. Take a deep breath. Now go ahead. For 20 counts, charge forward and kick. 19, 18, 17, take a deep breath. 16, 15, chin up. 14, 13, bring the body down. 12, 11, right shoulder back, kick. 10, 9, breathing normally when you fall. For 7, 6, charge and kick. 5, 4, another deep breath, 3, kick a little harder, 2, right at the end, 1, change, feet together, arms down. That's one of the great trainings we provide for ourselves. Even when you do fall, can you breathe normally in that process of falling and getting back up? This is a way to stabilize. All right, left hand up in front of you, turn it out, grab the left ankle from the inside. Right arm slides up in front of you, palm forward. It's something you can really make as a goal for your practice. Okay, I'm going to breathe normally no matter what. Go ahead. Stretch up and charge forward 20 counts. 19, 18, 17, 16, 15. Take a deep breath. 14, 13. Left shoulder back, Keith. 12. Right shoulder forward. 11, 10, 9. That's coming down enough. 8. Now just twist. 7 and kick. 5, 4, 3, take a deep breath, 2, kick up a tiny bit more, 1, change. Very nice, Kevin, at the end there. Feet together, arms down to the sides. Take a deep breath. Tulananasana, balancing stick pose. You can step to the back of your mat if you need to. Feet together nicely. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers. Release your pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Take a nice deep breath. Step onto the right foot, lock both legs, point the back toes. Inhale, breathing. Now bring your upper body down, left leg up. sole of your foot facing exactly upward towards the ceiling. Come down until you look like a capital letter T. Your arms, head, neck, spine, and right leg in one line, stretching from end to end. Inhale, breathing, come up, feet together, arms back, chin up. You can step onto the left foot or just slide the right foot behind you. So you're on one leg, chin up, take a deep breath, bring your upper body down, and right leg up, sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Come down till you look like a capital letter T. Now, can you straighten the back knee anymore? Just try forward. Push the toes towards the back wall and push your hands with a nice tight grip towards the front wall. Inhale, breathing, come up. Good back leg, Keith. Very good. Knees straight, feet together, and arms down to the side. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands palms together. Interlace the fingers, point your fingers up. Please keep your chin up, arms glued with your ears. Stand on your right foot. So the left toes come off the floor. Take a deep breath, stretch up and over the right leg hip joint. So I want you to suck in the stomach right above the right thigh bone. All right, the hip, abdomen, and leg are all continuous there. Come down, leg up. Suck in your stomach. Try to bring the left hip down just a little bit to get two hips eventually in one line. Inhale, breathing, come up. Chin up, arms back. Stand on your left foot, right toes off the floor behind you. Inhale, stretch up and over your left leg hip joint. Sucking in the stomach where it meets the left thigh. Hold it in there. This will help you stabilize. That's it, Sean. Now chin forward, look forward. Bring the leg up and stretch from your hands to your foot. Stretch, everybody, stretch and stretch. Inhale, breathing, come up. The tractioning is excellent. Feet together and arms down to the sides. For standing separate leg stretching, you can step to the left side of your mat, or if you need to, you can turn on your mat, wherever you have room. Feet together, toes and heels touching. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Right foot step out to the right, a big step, arms down immediately parallel to the floor, palms facing down. Make sure your heels are in one line, feet slightly pigeon-toed, legs locked throughout the posture. Take a deep breath, stretch your spine up, suck in your stomach, and then forward. Look forward, chin forward, and reach out to the sides. Fingertips reach out away from the chest, all the way down. Go as far as you can. No further and no less. When you can't go any further, put your hands to the feet, grab the heels from the outside, stepping on the fingers, all five fingers together. If you can't reach there, put your hands on the floor in front of you. Everybody roll the body weight forward to the balls of the feet. If you have the heels, make sure the legs are locked, and then you can pull on your heels to stretch the upper body down towards the floor. Look forward a little bit, chin forward. You can bend your elbows, Keith, and bring them to the shins. Now lock the legs, kneecaps lift. Hold there, breathing always normal. Bring your arms out sideways. I saw the thighs lock, that was good. Come back up. Take your time, please. Inhale, right foot back to the left, arms over the head, and arms down to the sides, stand tall. Of course, taking a knee or what you need when you need it. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands palms together, right foot step out to the right, arms parallel to the floor. If you did not touch the forehead to the floor, you can take a slightly wider step. Lock the leg, stomach, and stretch your spine up, and then forward, and then eventually down towards the floor, keeping the kneecaps lifted, fronts of the thighs contracted, and the body weight forward to the base of the toes all the way down. You may grab the heels. Whether you're grabbing the heels or you have hands on the outside of the feet or hands in front of you on the floor, please have the fingernails down in the first knuckle so you can push the knuckles and the balls of the feet down. This will help you lengthen the spine using your strength, all right? Not just gravity, not just your flexibility, but also your strength. Lock the legs, Keith. Pull on the heels. Lock the legs again. Try to touch your forehead to the floor right between your feet. Lock the legs once more. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Now take your time to come out of it. Arms out sideways, head up. And stand up slowly. Once the body is upright, right foot goes back to the left, arms over the head, and arms down to the side. So doing what you need to do when you need to do it, right? Thank you, Kevin. Yeah. It's a wonderful, simple, and energizing way to be. All right? Arms over the head sideways. Nice deep breath. Big step out to the right, arms down parallel to the floor. It's not complicated, right? The body's going to tell you. Take a deep breath. Push your hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift up the chest, turn your right foot all the way out. Now, you might not want to do something, but if the body needs you to, it will tell you. Bend your right knee and sit down, such as you need to take a break up there, right? You can bounce a couple of times. Now, hips forward, arms back, tilt your upper body to the right. Arms, head, neck, and spine move all together, palms face forward. Push your right knee back with the help of the right arm. Now turn your head, touch your chin to the left shoulder to get exactly the profile of your face visible in the mirror. Upper body up more, lower body down. Push the hips forward, turn and twist your upper body a little bit more, keeping the left leg locked, left foot and heel flat on the floor. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Right toes turn forward. Take a deep breath, push the hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift up your chest, turn your left foot all the way out 90 degrees, and bend your left knee. Sit down until the left thigh is parallel to the floor. Look forward, spine straight in the middle. Take a deep breath, tilt your upper body to the left. Arms, head, and neck all move together with the spine. Left arm pushes the left knee back, please, so that you're aiming between your big toe and second toe. When you sit down enough, you will touch right there between the big and second toe. Turn your head to the right, chin to the right shoulder to get exactly the profile of your face visible from the front. Throughout the posture, keep the right leg locked, right foot and heel pressing to the floor. Now push your left foot down more so you can sit down with more strength and keep the upper body lifted. Inhale, breathing, come on up. Left toes point forward, inhale, feet back to the place, arms over your head and arms down to the side. Second set, triangle pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Right foot step out to the right, a big step, arms parallel to the floor. Exaggerate the hips forward here in the setup, please, arms back. Inhale, lift up the chest, turn your right foot all the way out to the right, please. Sit down, all at once if possible. Bouncing down is just if you have a little bit of tightness in the hips. Now, palms forward, turn your head to the left, chin to the left shoulder. Begin, push your chin with the shoulder. So you're in triangle a little bit sooner, a little bit more coordinated. Then you have the opportunity for stillness in the posture, which creates the yoga posture. The stillness is a component. So just hold here, take some deep breaths. Push the left foot flat, left leg locked. Hips forward, push your right knee back. That looks good. Now stretch up and down equally the same. As you push the right knee back, bring the right chest a little bit forward. Sit down once more, touch the toes. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Right toes forward. Take a deep breath, exaggerate the hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift up the chest, left toes turn all the way out, please. As soon as the foot is turned, you can sit down. Good, now palms forward, chin to the right shoulder, push the chin with the shoulder. Tilt the upper body all as one. Arms, head, neck, and spine. So then you're there. Push both feet firmly to the floor. They're going to feel different because you have much more body weight over the left leg. So you push the left foot straight down towards the floor. Push the right foot to the floor, even though you're not right above it. When you push the right foot down, you can stretch the top of the head away from the right foot. That's the lengthening or tractioning. Then you can twist a little bit more. Push the left knee back, left chest forward. Bring the front of the right hip back. That's it, Keith, as you push the back of the hips forward. Inhale, breathing, come up. Nice effort. Oh, looks good. Left toes forward. Inhale, feet back to the place, arms over the head, and arms down to the side. It took me probably 13, 14, 15 years to be able to breathe calmly and deeply and slowly in triangle posture. And now I'm working on holding it one full minute, okay? So just ease into it, all right? There's, again, more treasure to be uncovered. Standing separate leg, head to knee pose. Arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Cross your thumbs, right foot step out to the right, 3 foot minimum. Take a deep breath, turn on your heels to the right, turn 90 degrees. Turn your back foot in at a 45 degree angle, left hip forward so both hips are in one line. Now first you inhale, stretch up. Begin, tuck your chin to the chest. Look at your stomach, exhale breathing, round your spine forward from the top and then forehead. Eventually is going to touch your right knee. If it doesn't touch the knee, bend your knee up a little bit to get the knee and forehead together. Stretch your hands forward beyond the toes. Push your fingers into the floor to help push the head into the knee and push the knee back to straighten it in time. Just make sure the knee and forehead stay together while you're down there. Throughout the posture, throat is compressed, back leg locked, back heel flat on the floor. Now keeping the chin tucked, lock your front leg. Inhale and come up slowly. Keep your left hip forward. chin tucked. At the very last chance, the chin comes up and arms with it. All right, turn all the way around, 185 degrees. Make sure you turn enough. Turn your back foot in 45 degrees and right hip forward. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Begin, tuck your chin to the chest. Look at the chest or abdomen. Look as high as you can on your front side of the abdomen or chest. Bend the left knee when needed, if needed, to get the forehead and the knee together. Stretch your hands forward just beyond your big toe. And push the fingers into the floor. Now shift a little more body weight to your front foot so you can get your left hip up, sticking up a little more, and right hip down to get both hips in one line parallel to the floor. Keeping the chin tucked, straighten the front leg. Inhale and come up slowly. Right hip stays forward. Once you're all the way up, turn and face the front position, feet back to the left, and arms down to the side. Second set, arms over the head sideways, hands palms together, only the thumbs crossed. Right foot step out. You can try for a slightly wider step. Take a deep breath, turn on your heels. Try to go for a 3-foot minimum step. That's a whole yardstick, pretty wide. All right, left hip forward, inhale, try to touch the ceiling. That looks good, Ellen. Tuck your chin to the chest. That's a good stance. Look at the chest or abdomen. Exhale, you go down. Forehead to the right knee. Now, you probably feel certain things in the posture, right? You feel the chin tucked, feel some compression of the throat, maybe feel the shoulders. Everyone's going to feel slightly different things, some stretching of muscles, right, some muscle contractions. But I'll tell you what, there's a lot more happening that you can't feel right now deeply inside the body. So just stay, the point is stay here in stillness, even if you can't go super deep or you can't achieve what you think you should. There's so much happening when you try these asanas. Now keep the chin tucked, lock the front leg, inhale and come up. The marvel of, in my mind, marvel of the human system, right? Turn all the way around, face the opposite wall. Now we weren't necessarily trained to marvel at it. We weren't necessarily trained to be in awe of it. Tuck your chin to the chest, but it's never too late for that either. Suck in your stomach, exhale, round the spine forward, right? If you can start to appreciate the, not just one aspect, just the communication aspect of the nervous and endocrine systems, and it's amazing that this is happening all the time. Pick wherever makes sense to you, whatever you connect with the most, some process of the body that's working, because I guarantee you've got a bunch of things working right now. Push the knee with your forehead, try to lock the leg, and now lock the leg all the way, come up slowly, right hip stays forward. Once you're all the way back upright, turn and face the front, feet back together, and arms down to the side. Excellent, tree pose, feet together. You can start where you stand where you started the pranayama, deep breathing, feet together nicely. Shift your body weight to the left foot, pick your right foot up as high as it goes, sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Grab the front of your ankle with your right hand and grab underneath at the toes with your left. Now it's normal that the mind gravitates to what isn't working or what it doesn't like or what it wants to improve. I realize this. We are just kind of like this as creatures, but we can train ourselves in a direction of, oh my gosh, so many things are working right now. Very gently push the right knee down and back. However far the knee goes, the knee goes. Stand up as tall as you can, stomach in, shoulders stay down. First, you can bring your right hand in front of the chest. And if the foot doesn't slip, you can bring the left hand up, but there's no rush at all. Just stand tall, standing leg locked. Take a few deep breaths while holding the stomach in so the ribcage can expand and contract with nothing else really moving on the outside. Change, please. Right foot down, arms down. Now, I'll tell you, though, a bunch of stuff moves when you take that deep breath. Left leg lift up as high as it will go. Your liver moves. Okay, you don't see that in the mirror, but I promise you it's happening. And it really is glad that you're making that happen. Now, very slowly, gently bring the left knee down and back to get two knees in one line. See, this posture seems like it's just balancing and opening up the knee and the hip, but this is a liver massage too, my friends. All right, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling, shoulders down. You can bring the left hand up and the right hand up, but again, let's say the hands never come up. You still have all of these successes in the posture. All right, just by breathing deeply with your stomach in, standing tall and concentrating. Take it easy, take your time and hold it. All right, change again. Left foot down, arms down to the sides for a moment. Now, for toe stand, start in tree pose. Bring your right heel as high as it will go on the left thigh. If it stays in the top 5 or 6 inches of your thigh, then you can start toe stand. If it slips or can't get all the way up there, just work on your tree pose. So once you're coming forward, look at the floor. Come forward with the standing leg straight as a beginner. Put your hands on the floor in front of you. Once you get down there, shift your body weight to the fingertips and sit down, or lower the hips towards the heel. Once you can sit down on the heel, bring your arms around to the sides of the body, balancing on the fingertips. Right toes point to your left, right knee down, to get two knees in one line parallel to the floor. Suck in your stomach, stretch your spine, your chest, your top of the head up towards the ceiling. If you can balance here comfortably, bring your left hand up in front of the chest. Now keep your arms down. I would suggest arms stay there for a second, Keith. I want to help you work on something. When you inhale, lift up your chest, push both knees down. I want you to suck in your stomach when you do it and get the spine super stable. And once you have that feeling, then the hands can come up. Palms together in front of the chest. Okay, take your time. Hands to the floor in front of you. Push your hips up slowly. It's a stage I'd like for everybody to work on. All right, come back up to tree pose. Once you're back in tree pose, you can finish the tree pose. It might improve a little bit after toe stand, and then change. Right foot down, arms down. Okay, left leg lift up. Last one, heel to the top of the right thigh. Look at the floor 4 or 5 feet in front of you. Slowly bring your upper body forward, keeping the standing leg straight until you can touch the floor. And shift your body weight to the fingertips, lower your hips towards the heel. And once you're sitting comfortably, bring the arms to the sides of the body. This time, left toes point to your right. Your body wants to go backwards, Keith, a little bit. So I want you to focus on, when you inhale, do three things. Both knees down, stomach in, breastbone up. Just focus on that. When you inhale, both knees press down, stomach in, chest up, so that you can't even reach the floor. I want you to work on that so you're stretching the spine up so much. Even the hips come up a little bit. You can barely touch the floor with the straight arms and straight fingers. Just try. Then you can bring the hands up one at a time. It's kind of fun. But the decompression of the spine, depression of the abdominal wall is what we're headed for. That's it. Eyes do not move. Now take your time to come up, toes stand, hands on the floor. Push your hips up slowly. Stand up in tree pose. And you can redo the tree pose for a second. It's very nice. Hips are a little more open. Okay, everyone, look forward, left foot down, arms down to the sides. Savasana is next. Adjust your camera if you could, please, and relax on your back. Normally, I would say head towards the mirror and feet towards the back wall, but you just lie down. Ideally, if I can see you from the side view, I can see your spine. All right, heels together, arms down to the sides, palms up. Now, inhale, breathing. The abdominal wall is going to move up a little bit, and then exhale by the nose, abdominal wall will lower down. And then you continue. I find it very helpful and freeing, I guess would be the word, to accept that what we can see and perceive and think about is quite limited. I mean, it's a lot, but it's also limited, right? Can you tell me right now, or if I hadn't said anything about the liver massage and tree pose, I don't think we would count that as I'm having a successful tree pose right now, right? There's just so many intelligent aspects of the system that are happening when you attempt basically any aspect of these postures. Just taking a deep breath, whether you have the abdomen relaxed or depressed, right? There's something good going on in the abdominal, I shouldn't say space, the abdominal area. There's no air in there, so space is a little misleading, but there's good stuff happening. Tremendous amount of communication, biochemistry, movement. But sometimes we say in our mind, oh, nothing's happening. If you ever catch yourself saying nothing's happening, just remember, something is happening. Let's begin wind removing pose, right leg lift up. We're going to increase the abdominal massage here. Interlace your fingers, cross your thumbs, and grab 2 inches below your right knee on the shin. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. Left leg, if the calf muscle is not touching the floor, flex the left foot back from your ankle. Now slowly bring your chin down towards your chest. Look down the center line of the body to get the back of your neck. Eventually flat on the floor. Pull a little bit harder. Absolutely freeze. Right leg down, arms down just for a moment. Left leg lift up. Interlace your fingers. Cross your thumbs. Grab the leg 2 inches below your knee and pull your knee towards the shoulder. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. And if the right calf muscle is not touching the floor, flex the right foot back from the ankle. Slowly bring your chin down, and I say slowly so that you don't tuck it and then it pops up and you think, oh, well, I did it. No, do it slowly enough so you can hold it. Back of the neck flattening and all those wonderful muscles on the back of the neck and skull getting a little stretch. Change again. Left leg lower down, arms down for a moment. Now immediately both knees up. Grab for your elbows each other a couple of inches below the knees. Nice, tight grip, compact position. Bring your head back to the floor if you had to lift it. Now, feet relaxed, uncrossed, side by side. Suck in your stomach and bring your chin down towards the chest. So the effect of these two things, stomach in and chin tucked, you go in the direction of all the spine bones, those sticky out parts of the spine bones, equally distributing to the floor. Even if they don't go all the way, you're headed in the right direction. Change, please. Arms and legs down, heels together, palms up. Inhale by the nose, relaxation of the abdominal wall. Exhale by the nose, and then you get to do it again. Second set, wind removing pose, Pavana Muktasana. Right leg lift up, grab the leg 2 inches below your knee. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder, elbows in close to the sides of the body. Chin down towards your chest. Now you have the opportunity to do a lot of different things in this posture. You can think about just about anything and still hold the posture, but you also have the opportunity to concentrate 100% of your attention on the posture, on the actions of the posture, on the sensations and relaxation of the posture as well. Pull and freeze. Change, right leg down, arms down, left leg lift up, interlace your fingers 2 inches below your knee, pull your left knee towards the left shoulder, avoiding the ribcage. Try to keep both sides of the upper back equally on the floor, chin tucked. Hold it. Holding it includes knowing that you're holding it, feeling that you're holding it, observing what you're doing. Change, left leg lower down, arms down, immediately both knees up, grab for your elbows. Now one day you might be able to do it without bringing your head up. There's no pressure for when this happens, but you'll contract a little more abdominal muscles when you try that. All right, feet relaxed. Legs relaxed. Slowly bring the chin down, keeping depression of the abdominal wall, sucking it in. Hold as still as possible. Shoulders away from the ears a little bit if they have hunched up. That's it. Keep chin down, shoulders down. Change arms and legs down. Very nice, Ellen. Start with your heels together, everyone. Inhale and exhale. And then again. Legs together for the sit-up, flex your feet. Arms over the head, cross your thumbs. Take a deep breath in, hold it. Sit up, grab your toes. Exhale on the way down, head to the knees. Turn around for cobra pose, hands underneath the chest, lying down on your abdomen. Middle fingertips in line with the tops of the shoulders, no higher. Pinky fingers in line with outsides of the deltoids there. No space between the fingers, no gap underneath hands, palms. Bring your legs together, feet on the floor, hips and thighs contracted, elbows in towards each other, drop your shoulders down to touch the fingertips. Now inhale, breathing, lift your upper body up, please. Go ahead, using 100% back strength. Hands do not move, they are glued. Press the palms down, lift your chest up. Lift your chin up, look up towards the ceiling. Now, I want everything above the belly button off the floor, but the belly button stays down. Push the hands down, keep the legs locked, and come up a little higher. Change, please. Bring the chin to the floor. Arms down to the sides. Turn your head to the right. Did your feet do that slidey thing again, Keith?
Yes.
Okay. The reason I could tell was because your hands looked exactly set up in the right position. But then when you were up, the hands had gotten higher, but you didn't move your hands. It's like your whole body scooted back, right?
Yeah, I have another one stretching on my spine while I'm doing this posture.
What's happening with your spine? More stretching of your spine?
I stretch my spine when I'm doing the posture.
Okay. Let's try the second set. I'll watch you. Hands underneath the chest, all 10 fingers pointing straight ahead. All right. Keep the hands there. Keep the feet in position. Hips and thighs contracted. Go ahead. Lift up the upper body. Using all of the back strength. Push the palms straight down. Good. Now lift the chin, the neck, and the collarbones up. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. Stretch your elbows down and back towards the hips to drop the shoulders down. Looks good, Ellen. Push the palms straight down. Lift the front of the neck up and look for the wall behind you. Nice one, Sean. Come down slowly, please. Chin on the floor. Bring your arms down next to you. Turn your head to the left, please. Big toes touch each other side by side in this rest on your abdomen. Locust pose is next. Turn your hands over, palms down. Bring your arms underneath the body. Eventually, pinky fingers touching each other side by side. Rest of the fingers spread apart. Grab the floor with your fingertips. Push the palms down. Chin as far forward as possible, neck flat. Lock your right leg, point the toes, right leg lift up. Come up to a 45-degree angle, half of 90. Left leg stays relaxed on the floor. Now push the hands down, lift the leg up a little bit higher, and hold it. Right leg lower down, please relax it. Lock your left leg, knee straight, come up to a 45-degree angle, half of 90. Keep the hips in one line, parallel to the floor. Grab the floor at the fingertips, push your hands down. Come up a little bit higher, please, and freeze. Left leg lower down. Now for the third part, turn your head in, mouth on the towel. You can readjust your arms and hands a little bit. Straighter elbows and hands closer to each other. Now make sure you do not turn the head or move the neck. Inhale, breathing both legs. Everybody lift up without bending the knees. Nice, Ellen. Push the hands down, bring your legs up. Push the arms down, bring the legs together if they've separated, and lift a little bit higher, please. Three, come up. Two, lift up. One. Change. Lower the legs. Release your arms from underneath you and turn your head to the right. Big toes together, heels apart. Second set. Flip the hands down, bring your arms underneath. Pinky fingers side by side, chin on the floor. Eventually the front of the neck will be flat on the ground. Lock your right leg, lift it up, 10 counts begin. 9, 8, knee straight, 7, 6, sole of the foot, 5, facing exactly up for 3, 2, hold it there, 1. Right leg down, relax the leg, lock your left leg, point the toes, lift up, 10 counts begin. 9, 8, knee straight, 7, 6, push your arms down, 5, 4, eventually collarbones, 3, and the neck will be flat, 2, 1, left leg lower down. Now, mouth on the towel, readjust for a moment, or if your arms are in the perfect position, then they can end up staying there. Inhale, breathing without bending the knees, lift up, 10 counts both legs, 9, 8, legs together, 7, 6, 5, inhale, 4, upper inner thighs, 3, squeeze together and lift, come up, 1. Change again. Lower the legs. Take your arms out. Once you've taken the arms out, turn your head to the left. Full locust pose. Chin on the floor. Bring your arms out to the sides like airplane wings. All 5 fingers together on each hand. Thumbs with index fingers. Legs and feet together as one like cobra pose. Take a deep breath, lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, and legs lift up until only the hip bones are touching the floor. Bring the arms up so the fingertips are in line with top of the head. Then inhale, reach out to the sides, left and right with the fingertips. Try to get the legs up just a little bit higher. Take one more inhale, and as you exhale, come up, look up. Lower down, please. Chin, hands, and feet touch the ground. Bring your arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. Second set, chin on the floor, arms out to the sides like airplane wings, all 5 fingers together, please. Thumbs with the index fingers. Legs together as one leg, like cobra pose. Don't let it separate to 2. Inhale, lift everything up. Try to get all the way up there, and then figure out how to hold it without hesitating, without waiting. You just go, find your edge, and then figure out the breathing in and out by the nose as smoothly as you can. If it has to be a little faster, that's okay. But you're in control of it. Bring the legs up. Bring the arms out Take one more inhale, squeeze the back muscles and lift on the exhale. Change, please. Hands, chin, and feet touch the ground. Arms down, turn your head to the left. Now, the posture is being completed. The side effects of the posture taking place. Your only input, your only effect or control over that is concentrate on your breathing so that you don't interrupt the intended benefits, side effects of the posture. You don't have to do anything right now. Bow poses next, chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold the feet from the outside, a couple of inches below the toes, all five fingers together, thumbs with the index fingers. Start with your knees 6 inches apart in a nice tight grip with your hands, wrist straight. Take a deep breath, kick up and look up again, please. Both knees and thighs come up, kick up without intermission. So the feet come up and pull the hands up with them. This will help stretch the shoulders, front of the chest, neck, collarbone. Look up towards the ceiling. Either stay forward or roll forward onto the abdominal wall. The front part of the abdominal wall is the base of the posture. Push the knees up, lift the ribs up, kick up a little bit more. Change. Lower down. Knees and chin touch the floor. Bring your arms right down next to you. Turn your head to the right. The abdominal wall isn't only the front, it also goes around the side. So I'm specifying the front of the abdominal wall is the base of the posture, but the wall, it's kind of like a room. There's not just one wall, it goes around the sides of the body too. Now when we depress it, we pull the front part in, right? All right, the side's probably going a little bit too. All right, second set, bow pose, chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold the feet from the outside. Knees 6 inches apart, try to keep them that way. Go ahead, kick up and look up. You can go slowly, but make sure you try to kick without intermission. Legs come up using the muscles of the upper thighs, pelvis, and lower spine especially. Not too much pressure at the knees. Let the hands be pulled up, but you can also push the hands up to help the kick so you're not interfering with the kick. Now roll forward, stay forward for three, keep kicking. Two, chin up. One. Change, please. Arms down, turn your head to the left. Fixed firm pose. Come up to the top of the mat. Please sit on your heels for a moment. Just warming up the knees, ankles, and feet. We haven't sat like this just yet. Now lift your hips up, separate your feet, and lower your hips towards the floor between your heels. Make sure no gap opens between the heels and the hips. Once you can sit comfortably on the floor, put your hands on the soles of the feet, thumbs on the inside. Lean back onto the elbows one at a time, then bring your head, back of the head, eventually shoulders and whole upper body relax on the floor. The knees can be separated, but the knees must stay on the floor. So do what is needed so the knees can stay down. If you're all the way back, bring your arms over the head. Grab your elbows, each other. Pull your forearms into the ground. Chin down towards the chest, looking down towards the chest. Now lift your chest and abdomen up, creating a perfect human bridge. Can you grab the elbow points, Keith, with each palm? With the palm to the elbow point, if possible. Reach for them, pull the elbows down, hold it. Bring the hands back to the soles of the feet. With help of the elbows, come up in the middle, chest up, spine straight. Turn around, relax, and bend back. Again, regardless of the depth of these postures, you are getting a visceral massage. Visceral meaning not only the nameable organs, right? You have heart and lungs and stomach and spleen and liver, but you can count the blood vessels as the heart, as viscera as well. Why not? It's all one big floppy tube, right? That is continuous with the heart. Legs and feet together, arms over your head. Take a deep breath and hold it. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale. Double jerk head to the knees. And those are getting a huge, huge effect, massage effect. Sit on the heels, especially in the legs in this posture. Lift up your hips, separate the feet, lower your hips down. However far you go, because of the muscles or joints, you still get this massage. Go ahead, elbows down, head back of the shoulders down. You still get some pressure, massage, changes in blood flow to and from the lower body. You can grab the elbows, pull your forearms down to the ground, chin tuck, chest up. If the knees feel all right, you can bring the knees back together. Just make sure they stay on the floor. They should not come up, please. Take a few deep breaths. This one is known to be good for the spleen. It's kind of wrapped around the back of your abdominal organs. So take some deep breaths. The lungs expanding and the diaphragm moving, push right up on it. All right, hands to the soles of the feet with help of the elbows. Lift your chest up, come up in the middle, chin down. Turn around, relax on your back. You know, they have these, what do they call them? Pedometers that measure your steps. My son has one on his watch, and it says he is fit, right? It will tell him if he's fit enough for the day, if he's taken 10,000 steps, right? So that's supposed to be our counter for movement, which I suppose, I mean, that's just what we know in our culture. Just walk or run or do something, pound your feet on the pavement, right? I might have like 2,000 steps, okay? I don't even know. I should wear one day. But look at movement is not just steps on the pavement, right? Movement is of the viscera. Movement is of all the soft tissue. It's super, super important. Feet together, flex. Arms over your head. Take a deep breath. Hold it. Sit up. Grab the toes. Exhale. Double jerk head to the knees. Half tortoise posture. Sit on your heels at the back of the mat. Knees and feet together. That's harder to measure probably. I don't know if they'll ever have a watch for that. Arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Just cross your thumbs. Now inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Bring your upper body forward, trying to keep the hips on the heels. Bring your forehead to the floor. Side edges of the pinky fingers to the floor. Now you're in half tortoise posture, but what can you do now? You can breathe deeply. You can hold the stomach in. You can imagine the arms going forward, even if they don't go any further. Your mental effort to stretch the arms forward does matter, whether or not they respond, or even if they respond a tiny bit. Keep the wrists up in the air, slightly off the floor. Keep stretching forward. Now arms and ears together, inhale, breathing, come up, keeping the hips on the heels, spine straight, stomach in, all the way up. Bring the arms down to the sides, turn around, relax on your back. This practice is improving and maintaining the flexibility of your arteries. This is known on an interventional research basis, whether or not you're in a hot room, by the way. The arterial flexibility improves with these postures. This is a huge deal. This is very significant for your vascular health. And your vascular health, guess what? It's absolutely necessary for your life and all the other processes. Feet together, flex, arms over your head, take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, double jerk head to the knees. Second set, half tortoise posture, sit on your heels, no gap underneath the ankles. Spine straight. Inhale, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, cross your thumbs. Now keep your chin up a little bit, arms back. Inhale, reach up. Stomach and hips on the heels, come forward. Try to keep your hips down. The lower abdomen, below the navel, try to suck it in. This will help you keep the hips down. Forehead to the floor. Edges of the pinky fingers to the floor. Depressing the abdominal wall, take a deep breath, stretch the arms forward. Keep all of that, keep stretching forward, exhale, and then do it again. When you inhale, you might be able to stretch the arms a little more forward, but keep the stomach in, let the ribcage expand all around the sides. In this posture, you will use more and different parts of the lungs than usual. One more stretch forward, inhale, breathing, come up. Try to keep the hips on the heels. And once you're upright, bring the arms down to both sides. Turn around, relax on your back. It's really important that the arteries stay flexible, that they don't get stiff. My anatomy teacher will talk at length about the importance of movement of these arteries, right? When they start to get stiff, the blood starts to wear on them, and they will then build up calcified walls so that they don't break, right? So you want to have this movement ability of the arteries. Legs and feet together, arms over the head, cross your thumbs. Take a deep breath, hold it, sit up. Please grab the toes, exhale, double jerk head to the knees. All right, now we have camel posture. Stand up on your knees, 6 inches between the knees and 6 inches between your feet. I mean, literally, the arteries can be turned into bone tissue. They can stiffen up like that to protect themselves, to keep you alive. Hands on the hips, fingers pointing down, or a little bit higher. Take a deep breath, push your hips forward. Drop your head back as far as it goes. So while your body adapts to, say, lack of movement, when we move, we don't force that issue, and we keep the body in its best condition, especially the arteries. Now, go back halfway. Right hand down, left hand down. Full palm grip on each heel. Take a nice deep breath, and then as you exhale, push your hips, stomach, and thighs forward. Look way back, tip the chin back, keep pushing the hips forward without intermission. Now bring the hands up one at a time to the hips or lower back. Inhale, push the hips forward, chest up, and then the chin down. Turn around, relax on your back. Legs together, flex your feet, arms over the head. Inhale, hold it in, sit up, grab the toes, exhale, double jerk head to the knees. Second set of camel posture, stand up on the knees, 6 inches between the knees and feet. Breathing even while you're turning around, breathing well at every moment. Hands up on the lower back, fingers pointing down. Take a deep breath, push the knees and feet down, the chest and spine up, hips forward and head back. All of these things are part of a nice decompressed backward bend of your total spine coccyx to the neck. You can just go right hand down, nice and easy, left hand down. Try to get a full palm to full heel. Continuously push your hips forward in this posture. Keep going, hips forward, thighs forward, stomach forward. Try to keep your spine, head, and neck here. Bring your hands up one at a time to where they were. Inhale, push the hips forward, lift your chest up, come up in the middle, chin down. Turn around, relax on your back. Legs together, flex your feet, arms over the head. Take a deep breath, hold it in, sit up. Grab the toes, exhale as you're bringing the head to the knees. Next is rabbit posture. Turn around, sit down on your feet, knees and feet together. Hello, Ellen's friend, coming to do yoga with us. Don't bother Ellen, okay? She's doing rabbit posture. Grab the soles of the feet, thumbs outside. Tuck your chin to the chest, look at your stomach. Round the spine forward, please touch your forehead to the knees. Automatically top of the head to the floor. Now exhale, roll forward like a wheel until your arms, elbows are straight. You can walk your knees right, left towards the forehead and then hold still. Squeeze your heels in towards each other while pushing the feet down and keeping a nice tight grip or getting a better grip if it's not a good one yet. Now suck in your stomach, lift the hips up, bring your shoulders away from the floor a little bit. Hold it. Inhale, breathe in, come up, lower the hips. Bring the spine and head up and release the grip. Turn around, relax on your back. I've noticed that the animals like rabbit posture. A lot of them come into the room. Now, this is the first time I've seen your dog, Ellen, but I've seen a lot of cats show up at rabbit posture. I'm not sure what that's about. But I'm taking note. Legs and feet together, arms over your head. Take a deep breath, hold it in. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, double jerk head to the knees. Isn't that funny, Keith? Second set, rabbit pose, sit on the heels. It's like, all right. Grab the soles of the feet, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Tuck your chin to the chest, look at your stomach, and you go down front side. Maybe it's the fact that you just did camel pose. Maybe it's not rabbit pose. Maybe it's that you just did camel pose. Oh, I have a theory now. Lift your hips up, roll forward. Something happened to you in camel that communicated with your beloved furry friends. Lift up your hips, roll forward. Walk the knees right, left. And then you stop moving so you can be in rabbit posture and stillness. The total spine stretches. Coccyx to the neck. Squeeze the heels in, suck in your stomach, maximum of 30% of the weight on your head. Beautiful postures. Change again. Turn around, relax on your back. Concentrate on your breathing. Legs together, flex your feet, arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up. As you're getting head to the knees, exhale forcefully. Head to knee pose with stretching. Sit facing forward. Extend the right leg out cornerwise. Bend your left knee. Create pressure between the sole of the foot and the inner right thigh. Bring the arms over the head. Turn your upper body to the right. Reach and grab your right foot a couple of inches below the toes. Pull your toes back. Flex your foot from the ankle. Tuck your chin to the chest and put your forehead on the right knee. You can bend the knee up a little bit to get the knee and forehead together. Then push your knee down with the forehead. Make sure the knee does not go away from the forehead. Roll in just enough to the center to get two shoulders in one line. As long as the left knee doesn't hurt, push the left knee down and keep two hips equally on the floor. Inhale, breathing, come up. Legs opposite. Now left leg out, bend your right knee. Create pressure between the sole of the right foot and the inner left thigh. Just turn your upper body to the left. Grab your foot 2 inches below the toes. Pull your toes back, flexing the foot from the ankle. And then you go down, tuck your chin to the chest. Touch your forehead to the left knee. Now go as far as you can before you bend the knee, but if you need to, then bend the left knee up. Push your knee down towards the floor with your forehead. Make sure the knee does not go away from the forehead. Now roll in just enough, right shoulder down. Take it two shoulders in one line, parallel to the floor. Inhale, breathing, come up. Paschimottanasana, bring the legs straight out in front of you, lie back, and as soon as the arms touch the floor, inhale, breathing, sit up, grab the toes. Pointer and middle finger wrap around the big toe. Walk your hips backwards, right and left, right and left, right and left. Flex both feet back from the ankles, all 10 toes turning in. Pull on your big toes with your grip. Take a deep breath, chest up, slowly push your knees down. If you can get the legs straight, contract the muscles on the tops of the thighs. Legs lock, heels come off the floor in the air. Then only stretch your upper body forward from the lower spine towards your feet. So the abdomen comes to the thighs, then it lengthens down the thighs towards the chest. Chest comes to the lower thighs or knees and stretches forward towards the ankles. Elbows can come out and forward, breastbone forward, hold the stomach in. Freeze here. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. One of the tricks, Sean, is how to bring the elbows out without lifting the shoulders. Okay? Just strictly, yeah, this won't go up. Independent body part control, yes. Was that on your list in your life? No, it wasn't on my list in my life, but it's something that happens. I would like to be able to control my body parts purposefully and somewhat independently, of course, being connected to things. All right, legs and feet together, arms over the head. Take a deep breath in, hold it. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, double jerk head to the knees. Second set, sit facing the front, right leg out, left leg in. I'll tell you, after some years of this practice, you can go to a lot of different movement practices. Go ahead, arms over the head, turn, grab the foot, and be able to learn them much more smoothly than if you hadn't been doing this. You'd be like, oh, I can do that. I can take a step there. I can do that because you've been doing body part, kind of independent or group body part movement very consciously, very much in the present moment for 90 minutes at a time. This is not normal, and it's very awesome. Inhale, breathing, come up. Left leg out. I mean, it's just not the average norm of humans. Turn your upper body to the left. Grab your left foot. Pull the toes back. Heel comes off the floor in the air, then you can bring the head to the knee. Push your knee down with the forehead. Roll in a little bit. Elbows in. Eventually, there you go, Ellen. Elbows in, and eventually elbows come down equally, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually elbows touch the floor. Just make sure there's no pressure between the elbows and the floor. Turn the toes, all five of them back, a little more. You got it. Inhale, breathing, come up. Bring the legs straight out for your sit-up. Lie back. As soon as the arms touch the floor, inhale, breathing, come up. Grab the big toes. Scoot your hips back a few times again if you need to. Just trying to get the hips behind you rather than stuck underneath you. Flex the feet from the ankles. Try to keep the legs and the feet together so the feet are flat from the front view. Take a deep breath, chest up, begin, please. Now, without compromising the feet, we're trying to stretch from the toes all the way to the forehead here. So start with the feet, toes pulling back from your grip. All 10 toes turning back on their own. And ankles flex too. Now, you can stretch the upper body forward. Go to a limit wherever you're at and try to hold still there for a breath or two. Then when you exhale next, Try a little more, either flexing the feet, stretching the spine forward. You can bring the elbows more forward, Keith. Keep going, elbow points forward, breastbone forward. Touch your forehead to your toes. Inhale, breathing, come up. Good one. Turn around, relax on your back. Legs together, feet flex, arms over the head. Inhale, hold it, sit up. Grab the toes, exhale, double jerk, head to the knees. Here we are, Ardha Matsyendrasana, half spine twisting pose. Bend your left knee in front of you on the floor, so pick your seated position. Bend your left knee in front of you. Put your right foot flat on the floor, heel touching the knee corner. Both hips on the floor and left toes pointed. Inhale, left arm up, try to touch the ceiling, cross it over your right knee. Push your knee back, turn the hand palm down. Grab your left knee with the left hand or reach for the edge of the mat. Bring your right arm behind you, hand on your back, palm facing out. Inhale, lift the chest and spine up, and now turn your head to the right. Look to the right, chin to the right. If it's hard for you to sit up, you can temporarily put your hand on the floor behind you, fingers facing out, and push the hand down, chest up. Now keep twisting, just little bits at a time. Joints and cartilage of each and every vertebrae will be twisting. Inhale, chest up, stomach in. Exhale, twist a tiny bit more, look to your right. Slowly untwist. Undo the arms and switch your legs. Right leg under. Put your left foot flat on the floor, right toes pointed, both hips equally on the ground. Sit up as tall as you can, right arm up. Take a deep breath, cross it over your left knee, push the knee back. Turn the hand over, palm down. Try to grab the right knee, or you can reach for the edge of the mat. Left arm sweeps behind you, hand on your back, palm out. Inhale, lift up the chest, and now turn your head to the left so you twist the neck. The neck is the most twistable part of the spine. You may feel that just naturally, right? So we can look around. Lean towards your left a little bit so both hips stay on the floor. That's it, Ellen. And lean a little bit forward so the front knee is eventually on the ground. Now inhale, chest up. Exhale, stomach and twist. Look to your left. Untwist the spine, undo the arms, and undo the legs. Relax on your back. Legs together, flex your feet, arms overhead, thumbs crossed. Inhale, hold it in. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale. All right, blowing in firm pose. Sit down on your heels, knees and feet together. If you can't sit that way, just sit somehow so that the spine is straight. Put your hands on the thighs, elbows locked, shoulders down. Pick a point to concentrate on. Let's begin. Take a deep breath. Exhale by the nose. A little faster. Great practice, everyone. Please turn around, relax on your back. Thanks for being there. Doing this, still available for more treasure, right? Just looking, seeing what's there in the present moment. You can separate your feet and your arms a little bit wider. Concentrate 100% of your attention on your human system right now. There are a lot of ways you can approach this. One is focus on your belly going up and down. You can focus on relaxing from your toes up the legs, fingertips up the arms, all the way up the torso to the face. Notice what is in contact with the floor and what that feels like, right? There's much richness in Savasana. Just imagine a posture with all of its complexity. There's plenty there. However much you accomplish, all of that richness still exists. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. Let me know if you have any questions. We have outdoor class plus streaming at 8 a.m. tomorrow and regular streaming at 10 a.m. So I will see you then. Bye-bye.